plays Medea later this week.
Stunning surprises, cunning disguises, hundreds of actors out of sight.
Pantaloons and tunics, courtesans and eunuchs.
Good morning, everybody. It's Saturday, December 9th, and you're listening to Backstage here on WZBG. I'm Eric, your host, and I do apologize. I'm a little under the weather. But we're going to get through this morning together, and I've got some great theater songs to play for you to keep the mood light, to keep the morning flowing. So this morning, I'm going to be featuring the music of the musical Ragtime, which debuted on December 8th, so it would have been yesterday was the anniversary, back in 1996 in Toronto. Believe it or not, it debuted for the world in Toronto, and then, of course, ended up coming to Broadway, and was tremendously successful, and it's full of some of the best music you're going to find. It's got some great storytelling, some fabulous character development. It's Flaherty and Aaron's musical, based on a novel of the same name, and it's just a tremendous, tremendous piece of theater. So we're going to be featuring that here this morning on Backstage. So we're going to kick things off with the first song in the show, appropriately titled Prologue.
Of the Broadview Avenue Hill in New Rochelle, New York, and it seemed for some years thereafter that all the family's days would be warm and fair.
Considerable income was derived from the manufacture of fireworks and bunting and other accoutrements of patriotism. Father was also something of an amateur explorer.
The house on the hill in New Rochelle was Mother's domain. She took pleasure in making it comfortable for the men of her family and often told herself how fortunate she was to be so protected and provided for by her husband.
Mother's younger brother worked at Father's fireworks factory. He was a genius at explosives. He was also a young man in search of something to believe in. His sister wondered when he would find it.
Grandfather had been a professor of Greek and Latin. Now retired and living with his daughter and her family, he was thoroughly irritated by everything.
Gazebos, and there were no Negroes.
And everything was right. Listen to that ragtime.
In Harlem, men and women of color forgot their troubles and danced and reveled to the music of Cole House Walker Jr. This was a music that was theirs and no one else's.
One young woman thought Cole House played just for her. Her name was Sarah.
Booker T. Washington was the most famous Negro in the country. He counseled friendship between the races and spoke of the promise of the future. He had no patience with Negroes who lived less than exemplary lives.
A man dreamed of a new life for his little girl. It would be a long journey, a terrible one. He would not lose her as he had her mother. His name was Tato. He never spoke of his wife. The little girl was all he had now. Together, they would escape.
Oh, Danny, look, it's her, Danny!
An immigrant who made an art of escape. He was a headliner in the top vaudeville circuits.
Ich bin die Mutter des großen Houdinis.
He made his mother proud, but for all his achievements, he knew he was only an illusionist. He wanted to believe there was more. Hello, Sonny.
One, the two.
What did you say?
And there was distant music changing the tune.
Certain men make a country great.
They can't help it.
At the very apex of the American pyramid.
That's the very tip top.
Like pharaohs reincarnate stood J.P. Morgan.
And Henry Ford.
All men are born equal.
But the cream rises to the top.
Oh, let me at those sons of... These men are the demons who are sucking your very souls dry. I hate them.
Someone should arrest that woman.
The radical anarchist Emma Goldman fought against the ravages of American capitalism as she watched her fellow immigrants' hopes turn to despair on the Lower East Side. La la, la la, la la, la la, oh. But America was watching another drama.
Evelyn Nesbit was the most beautiful woman in America. If she wore her hair in curls, every woman wore her hair in curls.
Her lover was the eminent architect Stanford White, designer of the Pennsylvania Station on 33rd Street.
Oh.
Her husband, the eccentric millionaire Harry K. Thaw,
was a violent man!
After her husband shot her lover, Evelyn became the biggest attraction in vaudeville since Tom Thumb.
La, 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 la,
bang!
La, la, la,
bang!
La,
bang!
And although the newspapers called the shooting the crime of the century, Goldman knew it was only 1906.
And there were 94 years to go!
94.3 WZBG.
Goodbye, my love. God bless you. And I suppose bless America too. You have places to discover, oceans to conquer. You need to know I'll be there at Maui. With roots underfoot, I know some of those people have hearts that would rather go journeying on the sea. Tell me what of the people whose boundaries chafe, who marry so bravely and end up so safe. Tell me how to be someone whose heart can explore while still staying here. Let this be the year we both travel. Goodbye, my love. Journey on.
That was the prologue from Ragtime, followed by Goodbye, My Love, sung by the late, great Marin Mazey. And you're listening to Backstage here on FM 97.3 WZBG. Ragtime debuted in Toronto on December 8th, back in... back in 1996. And like I said at the top of the show, it's got some of the most beautiful music, some of the best character development you're going to find. It's a beautifully gripping story. So let's get right back into it, shall we? Up next, we have a song called Journey On, and it's an interesting mix. You've got father, who's a native-born white American, going out to explore, and he crosses an immigrant ship. As he's sailing out to explore, an immigrant ship is coming into the United States for people to seek a better life, and Tata is on the immigrant ship. And they have this wonderful moment where they contemplate what each one is doing and why they're doing it and what it means. So here it is from the original Broadway cast recording of Ragtime. This is Journey On.
It's an honor to go on expedition with you, Admiral Parry. It's men like you who have made this country great.
It's men like you who will keep it great.
All sail set, Admiral.
Thank you, Mr. Henson. This is my first officer, Mr. Matthew Henson.
Good evening. Welcome aboard.
What's that in the distance? Such a ghostly glow.
They're called rag ships. Immigrants from every cesspool in Western and Eastern Europe. Most of them become very patriotic Americans. They're your future customers.
My people were also brought here on ships.
Good watch, Henson.
You're a brave man, whoever you are. Coming so far. Expecting so much. A salute to the man on the deck of that ship. A salute to the immigrant stranger. Heaven knows why you'd make such a terrible trip. May your own God protect you from danger. Is it freedom or love that you pray for? In your guttural accent, too late, long gone. A salute to a fellow who hasn't a chance. Journey on.
People ask, how old are you?
I don't answer.
Your name?
No name.
Where your mother is?
Dead.
This is my father. He speaks for both of us.
This is my father. He speaks for both of us. Is that other ship going back home?
No. America is our home now. America is our shtetl. Our higher Leben.
Look, someone is waving. Where is he going?
He's a fool on a fool's journey. You depart on a ship from a country like this. Why on earth would you want to be leaving? Was it something you lost that you suddenly miss? Are you angry or possibly grieving? Do you see in my face what you've lost, sir? Are you moved by the death ship we sail upon? Well, perhaps you're a man who's in search of his heart. Journey on.
Journey on.
Two ships passing in the kinship of the darkness. One going from. America. Two men meeting at the moment of a journey. For a moment in the darkness we're the same.
And what of the people whose boundaries change?
I salute you,
who
my
marry
friend.
So bravely and end up so safe.
May you find what you
I will be journeying here my long as you go journey.
Going from
one coming to America. Strangers sharing the beginnings of a journey.
I salute you. God be with you.
I will miss you
in the darkness of the
dawn.
Journey.
WZBG.
And now, testifying for the defense, Miss Evelyn Nesbit.
Hello, gentlemen. I was once the lady friend of Stanford White.
He's the famous architect!
Yes, that's right. He put me on a velvet swing and made me wear, well, hardly anything. Ruined at the age of 15, Your Honor. Then I went and married Mr. Harry Thaw.
Eccentric millionaire. Oh, oh!
Harry's a jealous man.
Bang! Bang!
And that was the end of Stan.
Ooh, ooh.
Your Honor, be fair. My Harry went crazy, I swear.
No, 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 no.
Now it's the crime of the century. Crime of the century. Giving the world a thrill.
Harry's in trouble and Stan is in heaven. And Evelyn is in vaudeville.
The crime of the century. Crime of the century. All for a youthful thrill.
The swing.
Mother's younger brother was in love with Evelyn Nesbit. From his regular seat in the front row of the second balcony, he would lean far over the railing, hoping his goddess would notice him. One night he almost fell. Evelyn caught sight of him and smiled. Life was suddenly wonderful and full of delicious possibilities.
Oh, oh!
Harry must not be hung.
Let's have that verdict sung.
Your Honor, we find that Harry's not guilty.
My Harry's not guilty.
Cause Harry is out of his mind. And it's the crime of the century. Crime of the century. Making the world go ring. Harry's in trouble and Stan is in heaven.
And Evelyn
Ireland gets publicity.
The crime of the century, crime of the century, not such an awful thing.
Stanny's killed, but my mother's thrilled, 'cause now I'm the girl on the...
Now she's the girl on the...
Now I'm the girl on the swing.
That was The Crime of the Century from the original Broadway cast recording of Ragtime. And before that, it was Journey On. And of course, we're celebrating Ragtime here on Backstage on WZBG this morning because it debuted back in 1996, yesterday, December 8th, 1996. Just some really great stuff. A very broad cast in Ragtime. You have Tata and his daughter, the immigrants, coming over. You have father, mother, the boy, I forget the boy's name, mother's younger brother, and grandfather, the established white native-born Americans. You have Evelyn Nesbitt, vaudeville star, scandal-ridden young lady. You have Emma Goldman, who was a political agitator. You have Cole House Walker and Sarah, who happen to be two African Americans in the age, and their lives all somehow intersect at one point or another, and Sarah intersects with Mother in this moment where, well, I'll just let the song do the speaking for me. This is What Kind of Woman.
Oh, get Kathleen.
What's wrong?
Get Kathleen, I tell you. Call the doctor.
Is it alive? Oh, please, God, let it be.
It's alive. It's a Negro child. It's a newborn baby boy.
What kind of a woman would do such a thing? Why, in God's name, is my husband not here? I'm such a fool. Why did I say he was free to go? What am I to do? Where are your instructions, my dear? You left me lists, everything in lists. Well, your little lists aren't very helpful, I fear. Each day the maids trudge up the hill. The hired help arrives. I never stop to think they might have lives beyond our lives.
We found her in the cellar of a home on the next block. She's a washwoman there. Her name is Sarah.
Where will you take her?
To the charity ward. Eventually, she will have to stand charges.
What charges?
Well, attempted murder, I should think.
What's going to happen to the baby?
They have places for unfortunates like this.
I will take responsibility for mother and child. Please take Miss Sarah inside.
Chaos and pain. You would have gently closed the door and gently turned the key and gently told me not to look for fear what I might see. What kind of woman would that have made?
And that was What Kind of Woman from the original Broadway cast recording of Ragtime here on Backstage on WZBG. And in case you didn't catch what was going on, Sarah, as I mentioned, a young African-American woman, was an unwed single mother. And when she birthed her child, she just, in fear and panic, left her child and abandoned it. And the baby was found, and then they figured out who the mother was. And Mother, the character Mother, decides to go out on a limb and take Sarah and her child into her home and care for them so that they wouldn't fall into a system that was not going to really help either one of them, which was a big chance that that mother took. And this is where you start to really develop the emotional bonds between the characters and drive that plot forward. So just some tremendous stuff here from Ragtime, which debuted, let me see if I can do the math, 27 years ago yesterday in Toronto. We're going to pause for a quick word, and then we are going to come back with the buzz here on Backstage on WZBG.
Hey, I'm your mattress. We've been together for a while now, but let's be honest. I think we're both ready for a fresh start. Just don't toss me out without thinking of where I'll end up or how I'll even get there. I'm ready to be more than a mattress after all these years. I want to be recycled into new things. There's still a lot of good parts here to use. Check out byebyemattress.com. Learn more about recycling and the easy ways to get rid of an old mattress, like me, for free.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. 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 What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
All right, let's talk about what's going on in the theater world, shall we? Goshen Players are wrapping up their production of All Is Calm this weekend. Unfortunately, the run is sold out. They do have a waiting list for tickets, but if you didn't get your tickets at this point, it would take a tremendous stroke of luck for you to end up with any tickets. So, sorry about that. Landmark Community Theater is in the middle of their run of Nuncrackers. That's going on now through December 17th. You can go to landmarkcommunitytheater.org for tickets and information. The Phoenix Stage Company is in the middle of their run of the Farndale Avenue Christmas Carol. That's happening now through December 16th. If you want to get tickets or you want to find out more, you can go to phoenixstagecompany.org. And TheaterWorks New Milford is in the middle of their run of the 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. That's running now through December 31st. That's right, a special New Year's Eve performance. Go to theaterworks.us to find out more about that performance or any of their performances, and of course, if you want to get your tickets. Two auditions to mention. Landmark Community Theater has announced auditions for their production of Escape to Margaritaville. Those will be happening on December 17th and 18th from 6 to 9 p.m. over at the Thomaston Opera House. No appointment necessary. If you want more information, go to landmarkcommunitytheater.org. And the Warner Theater has announced auditions for their production of The Irish and How They Got That Way. Those auditions will be next month, happening January 7th and 8th from 7 to 9 p.m. At the Warner Theater's complex over in Torrington. Those are by appointment only. If you're interested in scheduling an audition appointment, please go to warnertheater.org. And that's the buzz for this morning here on Backstage. We're going to pause for another quick word, and then we will be back with more of Ragtime.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm Kelly Clarkson, and as the daughter of a school teacher, I know just how important education is. No matter how old you are or your situation, continuing to learn will enrich your life and help remove barriers you didn't even know were there. So much opportunity, y'all. Whether it's a foreign language, history, or a different way to look at things, take some time each day to learn something new. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
And we're back here on Backstage. We're talking about Ragtime, the musical, which debuted in Toronto 27 years ago yesterday. And it had an all-star cast. It has some tremendous music from Flaherty and Aarons. A brilliant story. It's just an all-around amazing, amazing show. If you haven't ever seen a production, try to find one and check it out. In the meantime, here's some more music from the original Broadway cast recording of Ragtime. This is the arrival of Sarah's baby's father. They had a brief relationship, and he actually tries to do the right thing and rekindle the relationship and be a father and be a partner. So credit to him. Played, of course, in this instance by isn't that terrible? I just blanked. Brian Stokes Mitchell. There we go. Played by the great Brian Stokes Mitchell. Here is Brian Stokes Mitchell and the cast of Ragtime singing His Name Was Cole House Walker.
Cole
mouse had a broken heart. The good Lord looked down, saw me lonely and loveless, thought to himself, enough is enough. I'm putting Sarah in Cole House's life. And he did. This wasn't a woman. This was an angel. A gift of God. Cole House loved this woman, but not wisely. Not too well. She left me without a word or a trace. There was no pity for me.
None whatsoever, Cole House.
Now she is haunting me just like a melody. The only song I sing. Sarah, my life has changed. Sarah, I miss you so. Sarah, I did you wrong. Sarah, where did you go? And then this morning, the miracle happened. I found out where she is. And I'm gonna do my damnedest to see she takes me back.
FM 97.3 WZBG.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Getting Ready Rag.
Model T, that is what Cole House Walker Jr. hopes to get, is a Model T car, which was the height of luxury at that time. And that was, of course, the Getting Ready Rag, which followed. His name was Cole House Walker. And it's interesting. There's a wisdom about Cole House early on that he knows that he didn't treat Sarah rightly, and he kind of drove her away, and he wants to make amends, and he wants to do the right thing, even though he doesn't know yet that he is a father. So there's an inherent nobility in Cole House because of that. I'm not trying to justify the fact that he didn't love her well at the beginning, but to recognize a mistake and try to make amends for that, I think that's a truly noble quality, and you know, kind of puts me in a reflective mood given the time of year. We're in the holiday season. Hanukkah is upon us. Happy Hanukkah to those that celebrate. You know, Christmas is coming up and all the other assorted holidays of this time of year. And I think the commercialism sometimes get to us, but we have to remember that it's about togetherness and forgiveness and trying to be better people. So just, you know, as much as you can, try to hold that in your hearts as you go through this holiday season. At any rate, Sarah recognizes Cole House in in their son. You know, obviously, children often are not reflective of, but children often look like their parents, and there are elements of Sarah's son that she can already see are elements that come from Cole House. And Audra McDonald played the role of Sarah in the Broadway cast, and I don't think I need to tell all of you out there listening that Audra McDonald is perhaps our greatest living Broadway performer at this time. Holds the record for most Tony wins by a single performer for acting categories, and is just otherworldly talented. And she sings this haunting number thinking back on her time with Cole House and how she handled the pregnancy and what it is to have a child who reminds her of somebody that hurt her and put her in a bad spot. And it's called Your Daddy's Son, and it's just hauntingly beautiful. So here it is, Audra McDonald with Your Daddy's Son.
Thank you.
That was Audra McDonald with Your Daddy's Son from the original Broadway cast recording of Ragtime here on Backstage on WZBG. And it's 9:45, so we should probably talk about the weather. According to the According to the WZBG Weather Center, today will be partly to mostly cloudy, mild, with highs between 45 and 52. Tonight will be mostly cloudy with a low of around 40. Tomorrow, Sunday, cloudy in the morning, then showers developing by mid to late afternoon, becoming very breezy, highs between 55 and 60. Tomorrow night will be windswept with heavy rain, with the chance for an embedded thunderstorm. The winds could gust as high as 45 to 55 miles an hour overnight. And the lows tomorrow night will be in the 50s. They do expect some scattered power outages, so be aware, be prepared. Monday, the rain should end by midday. It'll be windy and getting colder, with temps falling into the 30s. Our total rainfall will be between 2 and 3 inches. Some spots may get upwards of 4, depending. It's currently about 42 degrees here at our WZBG studios in Litchfield, so not a great weekend for outdoor activities, but theater is an indoor activity. You can go and see shows at a number of local theaters. Support your local theaters. They do tremendous work, and they need an audience. They always need an audience. If it's not for an audience, then it's just a bunch of people being weird together in one space. What can I say? So getting back to Ragtime, which debuted 27 years ago yesterday, Sarah is, she was burned by the relationship with Cole House, and she doesn't know if she wants to get back into a relationship with him. But he decides he's going to be patient, and he's going to be persistent and gentle, and he's going to court her in a way that shows his pure intentions. And he does so in this song called The Courtship.
Yes.
I'm looking for a young woman of color whose name is Sarah. She's said to reside in one of these houses.
She's here. She's living in our attic.
Will you tell her, please, that Mr. Cole House Walker Jr. desires to speak with her?
Certainly. Please, wait there. Edgar?
This is Sarah's baby. You want a cookie?
Sarah, you have a caller, a Mr. Walker. Won't you come down to the kitchen?
No, ma'am.
Send him away, please. Well, that's the most words you've spoken since you've been here. Sarah isn't able to see you. Good day.
Thank you, ma'am. Tell her I'll come back next Sunday.
Such was the coming of the colored man in the car to Broadview Avenue.
Each Sunday he'd come driving. Curtains would part, neighbors would peek.
I'm sorry, Mr. Walker. Sarah still will not receive you.
Will you see that she gets these flowers, ma'am?
Week after week. And after we saw Sunday,
sending him off seemed a crime. Mr. Walker, it must be a long drive for you. Perhaps you would like a cup of tea before you go.
This piano is badly in need of a tuning.
Oh, yes, we are terrible about that.
Do you know any coon songs?
Coon songs are made for minstrel shows. White men sing them in blackface. This is called ragtime.
FM 97.3 WZBG.
Company of Ragtime with new music here on Backstage on WZBG, and it's probably fair to say that I've got a talent crush, a bit of a man crush on Brian Stokes Mitchell. He is a true baritone with a deeply resonant voice, but he can float into this tenor range that just feels so effortless from him, and it is astounding. And then you pair him with Audra McDonald, it's just not fair. It's just not fair. But the first two-thirds of the first act of Ragtime really focus on Mother and the house and the arrival of Sarah and Cole House. And so when we end, which will be soon, I'm going to leave you with one more from Cole House and Sarah. Another beautiful number. But before we get to that, I want to remind everybody that it is the holiday season. Be about love. That's all I ask. Be about love. Spread the love. Spread the positivity. Practice patience. It's a challenging time for many. But the world has enough negativity in it. I don't think we need to add. So let's be about love. And, you know, I mention a few times every year, it's kind of become my cause. Living organ donation. You know, it's something that's desperately needed. You can donate a kidney. You can donate part of your liver. There are people out there that really need it. I have a friend, Nicole, who was fortunate enough to receive a living organ donation, liver transplant, and she is thriving. She's doing very well. You know, her issues are resolved, and she's going to be able to see her kids grow up and be a part of their lives the whole way through. So that's a beautiful thing. So I'm not saying you have to do it. I'm just saying if it's something you think you could conceivably do, look into it. You know, do some research, find out what medical centers in your area are part of a living organ donation program. Get more information. Think about it. That's all I'm asking you to do. You know, it's part of that spread the love thing. So just putting it out there for your consideration. I'm going to leave you with one more from Ragtime, the original Broadway cast recording. Another beautiful number from Aarons and Flaherty, featuring, of course, Brian Stokes Mitchell and Audra McDonald, as well as the whole cast. This one's called Wheels of a Dream. It's just a beautiful song. So I hope everybody has a fabulous week. Spread the positivity, spread the love, and I'll be talking to you next weekend. Take care, everybody.
Can get where he wants to if he's got some fire in his soul. We'll see Justice Sarah and plenty of men who will stand up and give us our due. Oh, Sarah, it's more than...
You're listening to FM 97.3 WZBG, Litchfield, Torrington.